Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 3, and the week's topic is Brand, a Strategic Overview. Today, our focus is the 3 M's of taglines, and works with truth number 26 in the book, Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, friends. Our topic for today is the 3 M's of taglines. This comes from Truth 26 in the book, Marketing God, and the title of that truth is, The Best Taglines Are Meaningful, Memorable, and Motivating. So you've been doing some work on your brand strategy. You've talked about your position, you understand your role, you understand your brand promise, your target audience, and now you think, time to get all this information out there. Well, we don't share all of the things we've worked on. What we do is we condense it into a little tagline, a little something that we can put out there, a short, pithy saying that everyone will remember and will associate with your brand, with your parish or your ministry. A tagline is vital for many, many brands, and it's vital because you're able to share a lot of compelling information in just a few short words. But before we get into the ins and outs of taglines, let's turn to the Bible verse. We used in the book the Bible verse from Romans 8:31 for this chapter, and that verse reads like this. What then shall we say to this? If God is for us, who is against us? Here's what I like about this verse. It makes you think, doesn't it? It energizes you. Yes, yeah, God is for us. I don't know about you, but that gives me courage. It's simple. We can all remember this phrase, if God is for us, who is against us? In fact, I sort of wonder if this couldn't be a wonderful tagline for building God's kingdom on earth. It has those elements of a successful tagline. So successful taglines have 3 key elements, and that's what we want to explore a little bit more today. Those elements are that it must be meaningful, it must be memorable, and it must be motivating. So I have to be honest, I tried to find a bunch of Catholic examples that were good or great taglines. I really had a hard time. I hate to keep going back to some of the ones from the book, but in this particular case, I really felt like we needed to use the book example to articulate and give some evidence to the points we're trying to make about taglines. Let's start with the first issue. The first issue is that a tagline must be meaningful. Being meaningful, it's not just fun words. These are words that pack a punch. And when we say the tagline is meaningful, that means it must be meaningful to the person you're trying to reach, to your consumer, to your parishioner, to the member of your ministry. It needs to be meaningful in that it should reflect your brand. It should reflect what makes you unique or your role in the market. But again, it should reflect it to those who are interested in it. It's meaningful to those who are interested in it. The example that we use in the book that we're using again here is from Dynamic Catholic. They use the tagline, "Be bold, be Catholic." And that is so meaningful. Again, notice how short it is. Be bold, be Catholic. That's only four words. But you know what? Many times Catholics are not considered bold. We're not out there stating our faith as loudly as we should, do we? At least not all of us or all the time. The tagline is calling us to be bold. So it's meaningful to Catholics. That's one of the advantages of it, is that it is meaningful. But it's also memorable. Now, why do I say that it's memorable? Well, be bold, be Catholic has a nice cadence. It's easy to say, so when you say it or read it, be bold, be Catholic, there's a cadence to it that works, helps to keep it memorable. But the other thing, all the words start with the letter B except for the word Catholic. There's something about that that helps you remember it a little bit. It calls it out. But the most critical part of this tagline is that it's motivating. It encourages all of us to take action. And in the end, that's what we want taglines to do. We want them to motivate people to take action. And Dynamic Catholic does that really well. Be bold, be Catholic. That's empowering, isn't it? It's telling us what we need to do. It's encouraging us. It's saying, yes, you can. Have that attitude that, yes, you can do this. You can be bold and you can be Catholic. So that's why I like to use that one as an example, because it so clearly illustrates the three M's of taglines. And I'm going to shift just a little bit and talk about mottos. And I'm talking about mottos because often when I'm out speaking about marketing God, and we're speaking to parishes or we're speaking to schools a lot, have this as a challenge, they will say, well, we have a motto. Is that our tagline? And I would offer that a tagline and a motto are not really the same thing. And I say that because it's all about where the tagline or motto live. A motto is something that everybody in an organization lives. It's their call to arms. It can be meaningful, memorable, motivating, but primarily to those who are already in the school or those who are thinking about the school. Does this particular motto work for me? A tagline, on the other hand, is telling an external audience what you do, what role or position you're playing in society. That's why, again, Be Bold, Be Catholic from Dynamic Catholic, that speaks to everybody. It's not necessarily just internally focused. A good example of a motto is from Ave Maria School of Law, and they call it a motto. If you're on their website, you will see this, and they call their motto, and my Latin's rusty, so forgive me, Fides Oratio, which means faith and reason. This is their motto. It expresses their values and how people associated with Ave Maria Law are trying to live. They try and bring faith and reason into everything they do, from what they teach, to how the students work and operate, to how the administration manages the organization. For insiders, this motto is meaningful, it's memorable, and it's motivating, but it's a motto because of who it's talking to. So for our taglines and our mottos, it is all about the audience. So much goes back to that target audience, doesn't it? Let's think again about that Bible verse. If God is for us, who can be against? This speaks to everyone, even those who don't believe the way we do as Catholics. They take pause when they hear this. It is meaningful. It is motivating. It's memorable. Just as your tagline should be, it's inviting everybody to think that if God is for them, who can be against? Does your tagline do that? Ask yourself as you reflect on this podcast, do you have a tagline? Do you need to create a tagline? Think about what makes you unique, why somebody would want to join, and then use that to help inspire your tagline. Look to the tools you can use in the worksheet section to help consider whether your tagline is meeting the three M's of taglines, whether it is meaningful, memorable, and motivating. See you next time.
Thank you for being here. We are so glad you listened in today. Look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. We invite you to join the Marketing God Facebook group, where we share additional tools, insights, and ideas with each other. Are you looking for even more insights? You can purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.